Everyone, without exception, has a wish to be happy and free from problems. This is not just a Buddhist wish. It's not even just a human wish. You know, everybody wants to experience pleasant feelings, happiness. Nobody wants to experience pain, problems, and suffering. So although we have countless wishes, they can all be included within two: the wish to experience happiness and the wish to be free from problems or unhappiness. Normally we try to fulfill these wishes using external methods. But no matter how much we improve our external conditions, how much we improve our modern technology, no matter how materially wealthy or powerful or respected we become, this alone never gives us lasting happiness and freedom from suffering and problems. Why? Why? Because happiness and suffering are states of mind. And so their main causes are not to be found outside the mind. This wisdom is important for everyone. Really, for everyone. We all need to understand. Because everyone, whether they're religious or not, whether they're a spiritual person or not, sincerely wishes to be happy. Normally, we always believe that our daily experiences, whether pleasant or unpleasant, have external sources. So if we have a good day, someone say, "Why do you have a good day?" And we list all the things that went our way. You know, good meal, had a nice conversation, got a new pair of shoes, you know, like things like this, right? You know, like these, and of course, we're human. We need these things. We need human relationships. We need clothing. We need healthy food. And it's nice if it tastes good as well. You know, we need these things. But these things alone cannot give us the lasting happiness we seek. The opposite is also true. When we have a bad day, and someone says, "Why are you unhappy?" And then we point to many things externally that went wrong. Caught in traffic, someone said something mean, I didn't get the job I was trying. You know, we have many, many things that went wrong, which shows deep down we believe that our experiences of happiness and unhappiness principally come from outside of ourself. But in truth, happiness and suffering are states of mind. Therefore, or we could say, and so, their main causes are to be found inside the mind, not outside the mind. But this is very important, because then, although we need to be skillful, wise, balanced person, you know, we still need human conditions, material conditions. But we don't exaggerate those material conditions to be something they're not, the source of our happiness. We realize it's not external development in which we'll find the lasting happiness we seek, but the internal development of a peaceful and positive mind. So again, last week, we understood that happiness, real happiness, is part of our mind that experiences inner peace. This is real happiness. Real happiness, meaning happiness that lasts, is part of our mind that experiences inner peace. Of course, although we say things like, if we're eating a nice meal, And someone says, are you happy? We say, oh yeah, I'm happy. I love this. Tastes so good. It's my favorite meal. Like this. And so we have some pleasant feelings. So because we have pleasant feelings, we say, I'm happy. But we know that those pleasant feelings are at best temporary. Even though we enjoy that meal, and we need food. But the enjoyment we're experiencing during the meal, although we call it happiness, it's not true happiness. Why? Because those pleasurable feelings will soon turn into pain and discomfort. True. Can you eat your way to lasting happiness? If we could, we'd do it. We would do it, right? But the problem is, we're happy for a little bit. We have some temporary enjoyment. But if we keep seeking happiness and satisfaction in the food, we get the opposite. First, it becomes uncomfortable. We start unbuttoning things, you know. and then it becomes painful. Right? If we keep indulging that object, we never get what we're looking for. We get a little bit of enjoyment, yes. And yes, we need the food. But if we're trying to get something from the food it can't give us, we experience only pain, problems, discomfort. Then maybe like physical problems, health problems, and so forth. Because we're seeking happiness where it can't be found. In something outside of ourselves. So I just used food as an example, but you can use this with any. Whereas inner peace, right? Even the best, whatever, the most like organic, pure ingredients, handmade ice cream will become painful if we have too much of it, right? Whereas inner peace never becomes painful, ever. Okay? The more inner peace we have, the happier and happier we become. It never turns into pain. There are no bad side effects. Only good. Only good. Which proves that inner peace is the real source of happiness. If something is the real source of happiness, it can't give rise to pain or suffering, because happiness and suffering are opposites. So if something that we think makes us happy also causes us pain and suffering, we haven't found the real cause of happiness. If we found the real cause of happiness, then the more we have of it, the happier and happier we get, necessarily. So what is this? A peaceful and positive mind. Peaceful minds, like faith, patience, compassion, loving kindness, wisdom. The more inner peace we have, the happier and happier we become. And it never changes into suffering.